Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Best People We Know radio show. This is where you'll meet experts and celebrities who share their success secrets with you to help you be your most successful best too. Your host, Deb Scott, is a certified professional coach at Discover the Amazing You Coaching and author of the award-winning motivational book, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up. The Best People We Know radio show brings you powerful resources, effective ideas, and transformational tools you can use to educate, inspire, and motivate you to be your most purposeful, peaceful, happy best. So get ready to experience mind vitamins to feed your whole soul. Good change is about to happen. The Best People We Know radio show. Here's your host, Deb Scott.
And good evening to all the best people I know out there. Thank you so much for joining us for this special evening show with celebrity stylist, one of our absolute faves, Wayne Scott Lucas. And we have a special celebrity hairstylist guest. And Wayne is going to introduce a little bit about her, Janet Zetoun. And she's founder of Sota Hair. So that's going to be a lot of fun. I want to let you know that you can follow us by just clicking the blue button on the left-hand side on the Blog Talk Radio page. It's free, and you can get all of our great listing of guests and so forth at debscott.com, and I'll hope you do that. If you want to speak with Wayne or Janet, just call 347-637-1318. And tonight's show is going to be perfect because it's about self-love. It's perfect for Valentine's Day. It's about the inside and the outside and feeling good, loving ourselves, and Wayne's going to help us with that, and so is Janet. If you don't already know Wayne, you're going to love him. He has a reputation for fashion styling. He's worked with the world's biggest celebrities, most glamorous women. His client list reads like an entertainment and music industry's who's who: Janet Jackson, Tina Turner, Cindy Crawford, Christy Brinkley, Lauren Hutton, Halle Berry, Glenn Close, Meryl Streep, to name a few. And again, as I said, he has a special friend. She is a Hollywood celebrity hairstylist, Janet Zetoun, and she's launching Sota Hair, and she has a secret weapon that she's going to be releasing to the American public as well. So we're very excited and honored to have her here with us. You know, Wayne has been in the Metropolitan Museum of Art. He's been in Elle, Marie Claire, Us, People, Entertainment Weekly, Harper's Bazaar. We've seen him on What Not to Wear and TV, Nat Geo's, the 2000s. He's everywhere and anywhere you would want to be. And he's also been in Christie Brinkley's number one New York Times bestseller. I think it's 8 weeks now. Timeless Beauty. He has a chapter in there, and he's going to be talking to us a lot about the tips that he has in there, and it is such a privilege and pleasure to have you share your shine with us once again, Wayne Scott Lucas, and hello to Janet. We're just so excited to have you here tonight.
Hi.
We finally made it, Deb. I keep missing the show. You put up with me for a long time. Thank you so much.
You know, I just so love you. We had the other, for those who are listening, this is a reschedule from the show earlier in the week, and we had callers that were already lined up to speak with you all. But, you know, sometimes this is what happens with live radio when you're dealing with coast-to-coast, New
York
City
and
California.
And, you know, I'll introduce Janet in a few minutes so you guys can get to meet her. I just am so excited about the idea of this show and about loving yourself as you are and really knowing how to get dressed. I mean, we've done shows on suicide, and we've done shows on bouncing back, and we've done shows on happiness and sadness. But the whole message and the whole thing is, in all the process, Deb, you have to love yourself as you are right where you are right now.
Mm,
and
yeah.
That self-love is so difficult, but actually it's not when you start to figure it out by your books, by listening to the show, by finding your inner voice, and really listening to it. But go ahead. I'm listening to you.
No, I was just saying, you absolutely nailed it. And I think one of the things that I'm always learning from you, and I never tire of listening to you, you know, people have this image that because you're Wayne Scott Lucas, you know, and you work with all these famous people, and you are famous, and you're on TV, oh, you don't have any problems, you don't have any fears, you don't have any doubts, you don't have any insecurities, you don't have any issues, and that's just the rest of us. And you bring such a clarity and honesty. It's just absolutely refreshing, as much as because it's hard to hear some of the things you've been through. You share them with us, and it's always tremendous feedback on the show because people are saying, wow, I really feel like Wayne gets me. He's given me hope. Him too. Oh, wow, I can't believe it. Or I'm going to try to think about that. That was just what I needed to hear. So I really do appreciate that. And
well, you know,
I want you to talk
to
the listeners about it.
You know where we find ourselves? The one place, the one thing, celebrities, non-celebrities, moms, dads, kids, aunts, cousins, uncles, gay, straight, transgender, bisexual, the one place we all can find ourselves is in sadness because all of our sadness is the same. None of our sadness is unique. So when you start to know that your sadness is not unique and you're not falling apart alone and that other people have been there, and then your healing is not unique. Other people have been there also. And you start to see that, I have always said this, Deb, worldwide pain, worldwide healing. If someone loses a child, it doesn't make it worse for me for losing my partner. If someone has cancer, it doesn't make their sadness worse. It's worldwide pain and worldwide sadness. And that is the one thing that we all have that connects us all, whether you're rich, whether you're poor, whether you're fabulous, whether you're not fabulous. You know, and we all are kind of fabulous, but that connects us all. That connects us all at the base because we all go through that. And until you hit that base, it's when you—that's the place you're going to start finding your humanness.
Mm.
When you're scared, when you're alone, when you feel no one is there for you, when you can't find your way out, that is where you find your humanness. And if you're healthy enough to get to that space. And to trust being scared, you know, letting yourself fall apart a little bit, letting yourself be fearful, letting yourself get actually lost. You must get lost to get found. And every time you get lost and get found, you find yourself in a better and better place. And by better, I mean a more honest place. Because every time you get lost and you heal, you can't make believe you're someone you're not. You can't cover up the feelings. You have to really feel what it feels like to experience the ups and downs and the roller coasters of life. And you know you and me. I don't put kind words on it and act all smushy about it. Here's the thing. Life sucks. But you know what? Life within life doesn't have to suck.
Mm.
You know, life is tough. But life within life doesn't have to be tough. Your personal journey through this maze, like Candyland, as you're playing that game, your journey through this maze, you keep picking up small prizes. And before you know it, every little blessing, every tiny prize, being able to eat today, maybe being able to make sure your phone bill was paid on time, maybe, you know, your electric and gas may get turned off, but somehow God provided the money. All those little tiny blessings add up to be a boatload of blessings in your life.
Mm.
But you can't see life as black and white. I'm broke, I'm rich, I'm happy, I'm sad. I always say this. You must live in the gray.
Mm.
Everything is good.
I love that.
Everything's going to be okay. Go ahead.
No, I love that whole gray zone, like it's never all black or white. And, you know, when you said something about, yeah, there's pain, but there's also the joy and that
yes.
peace that you have in your heart. Because I always listen to you and we talk about fashion and beauty tips and we talk about really deep things, like you said, loss and suicide. And, I mean, you've been on with Sandy. I mean, you've been on so many times. And I encourage the listeners, you can just Google Wayne Scott Lucas, Best People Radio. You can get all of the replays there. And, of course, to go to you on Facebook or your website, Wayne Scott Lucas, you're everywhere. I think one of the keys is that peace inside the heart because
yeah.
we keep trying to get that thing on the outside that's outside of ourselves when the only person, you know, and you and I, we've talked a lot about spiritual things on the radio show too, you know, the only thing that's going to give you that peace is that spiritual connection to love yourself. So when your eyes are looking out at you in the mirror, no matter what you're wearing, no matter what your style is, no matter what your hair looks like,
no matter what your weight
is,
no matter what your height
is,
no matter your skin, you know, it's really teaching people an inner love and an inner self-acceptance that it takes a while. And the sad part is, even with healing, many of us don't hit that till we're 40 or 50, and some people never get that. So if you can start a self-esteem behavioral training with your kids when they're 5 and 6, because I get so many women that say to me, I wish you would do your speeches and your motivational talks to my 11-year-old girl. They cry every day. My 12-year-old girl hates her body. I wish you could show her what you tell us. I do these speeches for older women, and they said, please tell it to our daughters. And now that gay has come out and there's all kinds of transgender, they're saying, please tell it to our daughters, sons, and children. You know, they're not just making boys be tough anymore. They want you to tell their sons how to be gentle and how to be kind and how to have self-love. And, you know, as a society, we can actually make a shift in the world where the world is going to hum differently if we all show up correctly. Do you know what I mean? And especially when I'm dressing clients and celebrities, and that's why I'm going to bring Janet on in a little bit, because I always say things like, you know, the clothes you put on the outside, but I call the clothes the icing on the cake. You better make sure that cake that you're dressing with icing is made out of really great ingredients that you've worked on for many years. You know, you want to put in fresh eggs and flour, and you want to put in spices or vanilla, and then you make this great cake, which is your body, and then you ice it with your clothes. But if you make that cake with bad ingredients, no matter how pretty you make the icing, it's going to taste bad. Do you know what I mean?
Mm. Yeah, hey, listen, an ugly heart, you know, lipstick isn't going to set in a nice outfit. So,
I said it to you. I'm sorry, say that again.
No, there was a little bit of a delay in the phone. I listen to you and I get so excited because I think, I remember you once talking, and I don't know which client it was. I can't actually remember who it was, but somebody was complaining about, oh, well, you know, need to lose weight in my stomach or something, and you said to them, stop. That midriff has, that beautiful body, that midriff, whatever, has birthed babies, has birthed how many children into the world? I mean, I can't remember exactly how you said it, so I apologize, but it was so beautiful, and I just never forget how I felt when you said that.
Well, people used to say, like, oh, my God, I hate these. These are my mom's thighs. And I go, those are not your mom's thighs. Those are your thighs. And we've got to teach you how to love them. They're like, look at my stomach. I've got a pooch, and I hate the stomach. I'm like, that stomach brought 3 beautiful children into this world, and that stomach needs to be honored and loved. I mean, women who are saying, oh, my breasts are sagging. I go, you nurse children. You are like the ultimate thing that the world has created for all of us. And women are so special, and they're so unique, and they're so magical that we forget in this society, as women are trying to be stronger and more powerful, God created something amazing when he created women. He really did. And I don't ever really say that on the show, but when I think about babies being born and being nurtured and how many mothers out there, all you guys listening, you're fearful for your children. You're fearful for your husband. You're praying for all of us every day as we go out into the trenches. And it's like, you think mothers don't get enough glory for being just stay-at-home moms? Moms don't get enough glory for how much they worry and pray for all of us. The moms out there are praying for us and worrying for us. And what happens when your parents pass away is, guess what? I fear that when my mother passes away, I'm not going to have that prayer circle behind me.
Oh,
I have
you are going to have the prayer
behind
circle
me.
Behind you. Everybody, we all love you, Wayne.
Oh, thank you.
I have you in my prayer circle. Your mother, I love pictures of you with your mother. Hey, I miss my mother. This is the anniversary, 11 years this month of her passing, and I tell you.
That's why I just brought it up, because it's important.
It is.
You know?
It really is, and there's nothing like a mom. But, you know.
Well, then we're going to teach women how to honor themselves tonight a little bit, as much as we can do in an hour. You know, but Janet was saying that. She goes, you know, Wayne, hair is your crowning glory. Janet told me hair is your crowning glory, and she said, you know, if I can change one person at a time, just showing them that they are beautiful and that this hair that crowns their head, and they say, oh, I hate my hair, and it's too curly and it's too straight. What I found with Janet was she's able to she does some Edward Scissorhands stuff when she cuts your hair and she flicks the hair. You should see her sometime. Anybody who's in Beverly Hills, make an appointment. She flicks that hair like Edward Scissorhands, and before you know it, you're a changed person. And spending time with her, her energy is so good, and that's why celebrities love her. She's simple, and she's kind, and she's smart, and she's creative. When you leave, you feel like you're with an angel. So that's the magic that I get from Janet and how she shares that with every person that leaves the salon.
Well, that's why we're the best people we know, because I can feel the angel love. Janet, we're so excited to hear and to learn from you, and thank you for being here. I do want to just touch on this masterclass with Wayne in this 8-week bestseller, New York Times bestseller that you have contributed to with Christian. You talk about the biggest mistake women make is not dressing for themselves. And
That's my favorite.
So go ahead and tell us about some of these things.
Well, I'll talk quickly so we can get Janet in. But when I was doing Christie's book, and I've been with Christie Brinkley for 33 years, and I have loved her children, and really learned a lot from her about fashion and style, and you know how to treat people at work, and all different levels of things. But I used to say to women, "What do you mean you have to ask your husband if he likes it? What are you talking about?" And then I thought, oh, everybody goes, oh, no, my husband, you know, he knows what looks good in me. And I thought to myself, okay, I like the charming part of that, but the part I don't like is do not, ladies out there, dress for your husband, your boss, your girlfriends, or your children. That is one of the biggest mistakes, and I say it in Christie's book. It's Masterclass with Wayne, and it's one of my favorite, most important tips. Do not dress for anybody but yourself, because you're always going to fail. You have to look in the mirror with eyes of love. You have to really look at your body. You know, many of us pass a mirror every day. Pay attention to this, anybody out there. See how many times you walk past the mirror and look at yourself but never look in your own eyes. We all do it every day. And everybody's going, oh, yes, I do. Yeah, no, you don't. You have to look in that mirror, look right in your two eyes and say, you know, hello, talk to yourself and then say, okay, I'm going to get dressed now. I don't like how this looks. I don't like how that looks. But if you start a small meditation with eyes of love and a heart of love and you look at yourself from your forehead all the way to your toes and you send it love, white light to your forehead, white light to your heart, white light to your breast that you think sag, white light to your stomach with the stretch marks, white light to your thighs. It could be God's light, but just have God wrap you in love. If you wrap yourself in love in that small meditation, I guarantee every single one of you can email me. You will dress easier tomorrow, you will dress with more confidence tomorrow, and you will find love for yourself.
I know it's true
yeah.
Because you do that for me, and I know from the listeners and the feedback that's true. And you know, Christie says that in the book. I know in the Meet the Fashion Stylist there's a great picture. I love that hat you're wearing, and the two of you together, red, white, and blue, what a great team, and you look like you're having so much fun. And she says that you know, when she met you on the job 30 years ago in a business where people often tell you whatever, you know, they think you want to hear, but that you're honest, and even that she says her daughter, Alexa, dubbed you the magic mirror, because when she was little, when you stand in front of him, he tells you exactly what he sees, and that your approach to dressing is more than the clothes, that it's really about looking good and confidence. I'm reading it out of the book.
Oh, I love that. What a great quote,
yes.
Right?
Yes, and she says you can make a paper bag look great if you wear it with an attitude that expresses and celebrates your individuality, and that's a fashion statement that I always agree with, and that's from Christie Brinkley. I love that picture.
That goes back to dressing for yourself. That hat is by a company called Worth & Worth. They're an amazing hat company. I believe in them. They're in New York. They do custom stuff, but Alexa was very into Disney princesses. So that was her favorite thing. And when I met them, she was about 3 years old. And the most amazing thing was down the hallway, there was Billy Joel playing a grand piano. And Christie goes, look over the balcony. And I looked over the balcony, and I saw Billy Joel. There he was playing the piano. And I was like, oh, my God, this is the most amazing house. It was my first time with her. And I came back, and she kept putting clothes on, and I kept saying, no, yeah, no, yeah, change your pants. And Alexa goes, he's the magic mirror. She whispered. She goes, he's the magic mirror. And her mother said, what? She said, he's the magic mirror. And then Christie said, she thinks you're the magic mirror because whenever I put something on, you tell me exactly what I want or don't want to hear. You reflect what you see. And do you know, to this day, She writes to me MM, and she still calls me Magic Mira. That's my nickname with Alexa to this day, which I find so charming.
Love it.
You know, what is it? 30 years later. You know.
And you know, where does all the time fly? Because I can't. It's like 30 years. My goodness, time flies. But I tell you, you know, we are at the best age, at the best stage, and it took a long time to get as wonderful as we are right now, Wayne. And I know that you're going to do a great job. I'm going to have you introduce your, Janet, because you'll do a better job than me. And we've done so many of these radio shows together. But she's out in the Hollywood area right now.
She's
so
in
Janet,
Beverly Hills right now.
Beverly
and
Hills.
She's,
Janet,
she's
hi.
Hi, how are you?
Janet, hello. How's Beverly
Hills? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Perfect.
Great.
It's cold in New York. What's the weather in Beverly Hills?
Oh, my goodness. It's 90 degrees almost here.
No way.
Ridiculous.
It's like 27 here.
I know. And it's supposed to get colder there, I hear.
It's gonna
my God.
It's going to be negative 15 here on Saturday. Can you guys believe it?
Oh, my God, that's terrible.
Uh-huh.
I came there to get cold during Christmas, and it was hot. It was hotter there than it was here. And now, look, it's crazy. I missed it all. I wanted to be cold. I wanted to see snow. I wanted to see everything. And it was just like almost 70 degrees around Christmas time in New York.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to tell everybody about you. I met Janet many, many years ago on a photo shoot with Janet Jackson. It was with Patrick DeMarchelier. I'll talk quick. And the famous makeup artist Kevin O'Coin was there, and when they get people ready for shoots, they do hair and makeup in a separate area. So I didn't know Janet Tatoon. I didn't know Kevin O'Coin. I was the new guy. And I came in, and they spent 8 hours behind the curtain. It was like the man behind the curtain in The Wizard of Oz. Nobody said hi to me. Nobody talked to me. I felt like such a loser. See, I still felt like a loser myself, and I was supposed to be famous then. And I stood back there, and they came out, and Janet Jackson was kind, and Janet Tatoon was really sweet and made me feel very good, and it's been a love fest for me since that day. That must have been 1993, I think. But
wow.
Janet has a long history with celebrity clients, and she has a secret history because she does a lot of people you don't even know she does, because she doesn't want to make herself the star. She puts her clients in the forefront, and she respects their privacy. So you can name almost any famous celebrity in Beverly Hills, and Janet's touched them, or there's 6 degrees of separation. Janet, she just is launching a hairline, which I wanted her to come on and talk about, called state-of-the-art hair. It is a game changer in the hair care industry, and I don't want to make this a commercial, but the reason why I wanted her on, because she's so talented, and this hair care line is going to change the way women see themselves and their hair. And for tonight, Deb, only for tonight until the 29th, Janet has offered 15% off of all of her products if you go to sotahair.com, SOTAHHAIR.com, and you type in at checkout, Blog Talk Radio for Deb, all one word, Blog Talk Radio.
There you go.
You'll type in Blog Talk Radio, and her son, Talon, who's part of her business, and Janet have offered you all 15% off of any of the products she speaks about.
Wow, that's awesome.
And the
awesome.
Last thing
Thank
I'll tell
you, so
you is, Janet is, she won't talk about her celebrity clients, but she is sponsoring the Janet Jackson Unbreakable Tour. Soda Hair is sponsoring the tour, and it gets kicked off again in about 2 or 3 weeks. So everybody meet Janet Tatoon. Janet, you should tell us everything you think about loving your hair, loving your body. Deb, whatever you want to ask Janet, she's right here and she's good at it. So go, Deb.
No, I'm excited because I'm looking and there's 4,686 shows on Blog Talk right now. And let's see, True News is number one and you two are number two. So
Janet,
I'm
we're the number two show, Janet.
Well, you're going to be number one by the time we're done. I'm going to keep tweeting. But, you know, I'm excited to hear about this because it's not only good products and cuts and it's the look and all that. And I know that Wayne said, oh, you're going to just so love Janet. because you just had your hair cut, and I had people tell me that, did I go to a plastic surgeon or something? It was, I guess it helped me look, I don't know how many years younger, and I was like, well, that might be a little bit of that filter that goes in those, the iPhones and all that. But it really, it does make a difference. So tell us what you want people to know that, you know, questions that you're always getting, things that we can do so that we, as Wayne would say, we can all be beautiful as we are supposed to be because we're unique.
Go, Janet. Did we lose you?
I hope not. Janet, are you still here? Hopefully we didn't lose her.
Did
okay.
we lose Janet?
Yeah, we did. The caller dropped, 310. Okay, Janet, I apologize for the switchboard error. Call back in. Tell us a little bit about how that goes together, the styling with the hair, with it all meshes together while we're waiting for Janet to call back in.
You know, the thing is this, when we use, in the old days, a stylist would bring you on the shoot and the stylist would decide what the look was. I would tell the hair what it was. I would tell the makeup what to do. I would tell myself what to do as a stylist, and I would talk to the photographer to create the look. What's happened in the past years are hair, makeup, and stylists have all become stars in their own right. So The really talented, good ones work together to make a good shoot. The ones that are a little snooty fight to make their own look happen. So you really want to get a cohesive team. And one of the best things about Janet Tatoon is she always was a cohesive team. And when I tell you that she was behind the scenes, Deb, I'm not kidding. This is a spiritual, prayerful, wonderful woman who behind the scenes is making it all about the client or you. It never is about her. But by making it about you, she makes it fabulous. She makes it great, and she makes you feel like $1 million because you know what? Even if you have on bad clothes and you're a little messy, if you got good hair, you can rule the world.
Well, I think it all goes together. But what I hear you saying is that you as a stylist and Janet as a hair stylist, you're both celebrity, but what you're doing is looking at the client, whoever that would be. Each one of us, as we're listening, can just visualize. Let's put ourselves in the presence of Wayne and Janet. And you would look at each one of us individually and work together to bring out the best features that we are supposed to be to look authentic and beautifully natural and all of that. You're not going to try to have like the hair compete with the clothes, with the shoes, with whatever.
No, you want this to all work from head to toe, and you want the whole thing to go together as a grouping. And the most important thing is that when you do a shoot, you start to, you know, really see who you are, and you start to understand who the people are. You don't come in and you try to put your look on the celebrity or on the client, especially like with Janet and me working with celebrities. But when Janet Jackson comes in the room, you don't tell Janet Jackson who she's going to be. She has a very strong opinion of what she wants to look like. If you feel like you want to ease her one way or the other, you're welcome to do that. But to push her into something is never going to get you anywhere. And that's how I feel with clients in everyday life. I can't push women to be something. I can see women every day and say, honey, you know, you got to change those skirts. Deb Scott, you got to change that hairdo. But you know what? When you start to love people where they are as they are, you start to find who they are as people. And in that process, it becomes magical because that you help them find themselves. Does that make sense?
I love that. And I think we found Janet. So how was that for a segue?
Oh, perfect.
Janet.
Great.
Did we find you?
I've been here for a minute, but I didn't want to break in to
wait. Okay.
Oh, boy. Talk about hanging up on us and just running away.
No,
what
I didn't.
Did
it's terrible what happened. I don't know. I just got disconnected, but I'm glad
that's
I'm back
magical.
With you guys.
That's magical.
That is magical.
Maybe what you were going to say, you should say something different. Hello. Oh, my God. So what we want to know from you, Janet, is you have a good half an hour for yourself in case you want to take some calls, too. I know there's a bunch of calls, Deb.
Okay.
What we want to know from you, Janet, is changing someone's look with hair, showing them who they can be, what's the process, how does it happen, and also what made you create your product, because when you talk about why you created it, it makes people fall in love with you and the product. So tell us what the process is like when someone comes in and you want to show them how beautiful they are, because what you do is you make people beautiful.
Well,
but what
I really
is you
I really try to
make
people beautiful when they come in. You know, I kind of like sometimes they're shy because they think I've only done celebrity people, so they kind of like, you know, they're a little quiet, and I kind of tap into their personality and try to figure out what they want. I don't like people that ever show me pictures because that's not realistic. You know, I have to find them in order
to... Wait, that's good. Janet, that's good. Hold on to that. I want everybody to hear that really clearly. All of you that bring pictures in the salon of celebrities and say, give me this haircut, Janet just said she wants to find you in the haircut. She doesn't want to give you the Jennifer Aniston, or she doesn't want to give you. So go ahead, Janet, explain that, because that's really good.
Yeah, because, you know, there's a beauty in everybody, just like we've been speaking about. And I try to find that when someone comes in my seat, because if I'm able to do that, then I know that when they walk out, they're going to be happy. They're not going to be happy looking like somebody else if they don't feel that. You know, you can't mimic another person. You have to be you, and being you will be the best thing, and it'll be the original because there's no one else out there like you. So that's what I try to do with my clients when they come and sit in my seat. And seeing all the different textures, sometimes they feel bad because maybe their texture isn't workable as much as somebody else's texture is, and they wish they had this. But what I did, what inspired me was to come up with a line that could help them appreciate their hair just as it was. As it is. And that's what started Soda. And it also was with me. It's just with my own issues, traveling around the world and coloring my hair and relaxing my hair, and my hair looked duller. Getting older, my hair looked duller. The more I did to it, it looked dull. If I put relaxers on it with the it was just stripping all my hair of everything. So my wish was to find something on the market that could actually do what I was looking for, which means hydrate, make my hair look shiny, feel alive again. So that's what steered me to develop a line.
So when you
So Deb,
what she said before is just like what I said. You teach people to find the best in themselves and love themselves just as they are, and then she helps you bring that out. And that's what I do with clothing too.
Exactly. And that's what Soda does. That Soda helps you realize that your hair is beautiful.
And you're individual.
And it can do things that you wanted to do. So that's what the whole journey was.
And everybody's individual, and everybody is special just as they are.
Right.
And how we dress you, how we style you, how we cut your hair is to show you your best you. So, Deb, I brought on Janet, and Janet is a celebrity hairstylist, and everybody out there can hear how calm and peaceful she is to hear speak. And the most professional people in this business that try to help you, show you how to be the best you, are people that are going to listen, they're going to hear you, and they're going to try to love you just as you are. And that's peaceful, and that's great, and that's how we're going to change the planet.
Exactly.
I love that. And congratulations on your new product line as well, Janet. And I just want to remind people, Soda Hair, S-O-T-A-H, hair. com, and there's a wonderful write-up about you, really, really beautiful. It's you can just go to the Soda and its founder, Janet. One of the questions that I have for you, and I do agree, Janet, I don't know if, Wayne, you feel this way or not, but as I get older, I do feel like my hair is drier, my skin's dry, all that, and having the right products can really make a difference. You know, the real user-friendly type products that understand I need more at this stage than maybe I did at 21 or something like that. But I guess my question would be, when you look at somebody, you say the texture of the hair, or you're looking at somebody's, the shape of their face, or you're looking at their height, Wayne, or their physical attributes. You know, you're trying to, there's certain things that you must know as stylists working with so many thousands of people that, you know, there are certain things that you already know are going to work better for somebody. And are those some of the things that you share when you're in the salon or when you're on shoots or when you're writing books?
I'll say one thing, then I'll throw it to Janet. I feel like if I have a client that has very big hips and I'm working with Janet on a project, or if I have a client that I may not like her forehead or something, I, as a stylist, will walk over and secretly say to Janet, I need more hair, you know, bigger hair to balance the lower half, or can we cover the eyebrows with more bangs, you know? And then my respect is for Janet to say back, okay, Wayne, let's do this. And it really is a team effort. So if you get advice from people like Janet Satoon, if you get advice from a stylist like me or a famous makeup artist, listen, because we do it every day, all day, 365 days a year, and Janet is in the trenches in her salon. So if Janet is telling you that as you get older, your hair gets drier, and like Deb, you just said, it gets lackluster. If she's telling you that Janet searched the market and she couldn't find for herself what she wanted, so she made it. 99 to 100 different concoctions and inventions to get to this final product. And it works. So it really is showing people how to love themselves. And Janet, how would you say that we all, when you see something about someone in the salon and you know they have to do something for change, what's the best way to approach that, that they can leave feeling comfortable?
Well, you know, like most people when they come to me for change, they're already aware of flaws and they kind of like want to cover those things. That's what my experience has been. I just show them ways to, we design something that doesn't look like you're covering it.
That's not what you want to do.
You don't want to hide. You know what I mean? Everybody knows that's what you're doing if that's what you're trying to do.
Yeah, good point.
So, you know, that I just show them a different way that we can approach it and maybe show them a different hairstyle or maybe bring the length up, which would give a different dimension to the rest of the haircut, and or create a bang. You know, whatever's necessary to make them feel good. But pretty much I already know that when they're sitting at my chair, I can pretty much tell what I'd have to do. And just because of my experience, they usually listen to me, and they're usually pretty well pleased. And as far as like you were saying, Deb, about getting your hair getting dry as you're getting older and everything, that is true. And what I have learned is there was always a common complaint amongst most women or people that dealing with their hair on a day-to-day basis, they would always say how dry it was. Most of my clients coming to me, that was their complaint. And it's amazing when your hair is not dry and not vibrant, how much better it looks on every point, like styling or achieving what you want, the look that you want. You know what I'm saying? Even if it's just as simple as, if you don't change anything else, no style at all, the fact that your hair is hydrated and shining will make a big difference. So that's what was another inspiration about this. And it always made people feel amazingly good about themselves, and that's always a plus for me every day when I hear someone say how happy they are to have this new change with their hair and have goals with their hair that they never could have before.
Well, when Wayne was telling me about the product launch, and I'm glad that you're saying that, I'm looking at the picture of you, and you look, well, you know, beautiful people. It's like Wayne's handsome, you're beautiful. We're all beautiful. The best people we know, we're all beautiful. But,
we're all beautiful.
You know, how did we love us. That's the way it goes. But how, I mean, starting a company, I look at you, and I look at both of you, and I say, geez, you know, how do you, you're entrepreneurs in your own right. You really have to know the business end, your marketing for yourself. You're dealing with the psychology of your clients. You're having to do so many things. Like, it's 100 million things going together, which is why you're as successful as you are. But, you know, then on top of it, having lines on, you know, HSN or whatever it is that you're all doing, because I know Wayne's products are everywhere, your products are out. What do you have to do to keep yourself motivated? I mean, how do you keep yourself going forward? Because this is a lot that I'm hearing from both of you. I mean, you just don't stop, either one of you.
Well, you know what? I get up every day. When I wake up, I thank God for being able to step out of my bed, talk, walk, see, hear. I really thank God for those things. And I pray every day for the smallest things, because those are the precious things, things that we take for granted. And this is what gets me through, and also placing good people around me. I have Wayne. Wayne's helping me a lot, and my son, Talon, who has a beautiful a blog, a menswear blog, Talon's a tune, and you know, I have people like that, and Wayne's introduced me to other people that's helped me too, and it's just having good people around you and a good prayer, because I believe in that a whole lot.
That's good, and you know, Janet, Deb, you're correct to see that. just like you, it's a woman juggling a child, a business. Janet travels around the world with her clients, and she still has to run a business and be on top of her game. And I'm just going to say Talon's blog name, Talon Zeitoun, Zeitoun.com, TalonZeitoun.com.
Thank you,
he does a men's fashion blog. That's his website, and his Instagram is TalonZeitoun, at TalonZeitoun, TalonZeitoun. And you can follow them, and he does travels around the world talking about men's fashion and about things in the industry. And so he gives his mom advice about what's happening in the hair industry. So I think what Janet said is important. I go to bed at night, and I'm grateful. And there were times, Deb, that you and me know there was not much to be grateful about, and then I had to learn what grateful really meant, you know? I had to learn what grateful and God's grace meant. And when you learn those two things and you climb into that bed and you're thankful – and then I went through, after Merle died, I went through a long time of having, remember the whole conversation, I had to do the loaves and the fishes. God,
yes.
I have no money to eat. Now, no one thinks a celebrity stylist doesn't have money to eat, but I would say if you could give the loaves and the fishes to all those people on the mountain, I'm asking for the loaves and the fishes. And you know what? $50 would show up. $20 would show up. And I think that Janet will agree the only way to get through the world, through death, through happiness, through business, through crazy clients, through good trips, it's faith.
It's true. That's the only
faith,
thing that gets you there.
Faith and the grace of God, and then anything else that can get you there. And you know what I can say Janet did that I also do in this business for the people that are listening and the kids that want to be in this? You have to work really hard. And you don't give up, and it's not as glamorous as it looks on the outside. And you may
not
have
at all.
A couple of, and you may have a couple of glamorous trips, but remember, you're not the celebrity. We are in the trenches, and so to be able to create a line like Janet created with SodaHair.com, to be able to create that, now she can have a little bit of joy by giving back, you know, and seeing the fruits of all of this labor. So that's magic, Deb. And any woman out there that wants to start a business, let me tell you something, Janet, I hope you don't mind me saying this, but everything that Janet has created with Soda Hair has come from her hard work standing behind a chair cutting hair. No one gave her money. No one handed me a free gift to be a stylist. My parents were broke when I grew up. So anybody out there who wants to have a dream, we haven't finished the dream, and you got to keep dreaming, but the dream doesn't come without hard work, and neither one of us, Janet, I would say, have been handed anything.
Nothing. Zero.
You know, and it's so hard. But sometimes, Deb, it's so glamorous. And the thing about me and Janet is neither one of us are going to say we're fabulous because we are, but it's such hard work, I have to say.
No.
You know? And if you could tell all the people that it just, you want to get your dream, you want to be an entrepreneur, you know what? Plan on working every day, not 24 hours a day. Add 36 hours into days that only have 24 hours because you're constantly working. You're checking your brand. You're checking your social media, you're checking your, then you've got to do all your billing, and you're billing your clients. So really, the only way that we could survive this is with self-love, which is what the whole show is about. We have to love ourselves enough to believe in ourselves enough that we can survive.
Exactly, for sure.
You know? And that's the process. And I'll tell you, Deb, what I'm going to have Janet send you some products, and we did that special code tonight, Blog Talk Radio, at checkout. If anybody goes to SodaHair.com and wants to try the products, you type in Blog Talk Radio at checkout, and you will actually get 15% off the products. And then once you're hooked, you're hooked, and you've only got a month because then the code goes down on the 29th. So I would get all the stuff you can get. But if you want to follow Janet on Instagram, you can follow at SodaHair, at Soda, SOTAHHAIR. And she's on Facebook, Soda Hair on Facebook. I think it's Soda, right, Janet, on Facebook, SOTAH?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to be, Deb, we're going to be at the International Beauty Show in New York at the Jacob Javits Center. So if anybody's in New York, I think it's March 5, 6, and
March
7, Janet.
March 7th and 8th.
March 6th, 7th, and 8th at the Jacob Javits Center, the IBS New York International Beauty Show. That should be a blast. Janet's going to be there in the booth giving advice, telling you what to do with your hair, showing you how to wash it. So that's going to be fun if you want to meet Janet Zeitoun.
Yes.
Well, and they're going to be able to meet you too, Wayne. Is that? I mean, you're on social media as well, on Instagram and Facebook and all that. So I want to. But you're so
good
at plugging for you're a marketing person. You're doing the. clinic clinic for Janet. I'm like, wow, you're so perfect. But we gotta let people know how to get in touch with you too.
They can reach me. They can reach me at on Instagram WSLUKASTYLE at WSLucasStyle with one S. And just Deb knows I'm very raucous and bawdy on there, so get ready. 18 plus. They can also reach me on Facebook, Wayne Scott, as one word, and then Lucas, L-U-K-A-S. And, you know, my email's up on Deb's site. You can always ask me style questions. In the back of Christy Brinkley's book, it's the ninth week, New York Times bestseller. Christy was nice enough to put my website and her name and all of our names in the back of the book to contact us for advice. So I'm giving fashion advice based on Christy Brinkley's endorsement, as long as the book is on the New York Times bestseller. You can also reach me at WayneScottLucas.com, WayneScottLucas.com. And, you know, the thing about both of us is we're easy. You want hair advice? Ask Janet. She'll actually pick up the phone and speak to you. You want, or email. You want to go on Instagram and ask her a question? She'll answer you. You want fashion advice from me? I'll answer you. If you want life advice, like, you know, me and Deb have talked about suicide and about loving yourself and about, you know, creating the best you and about bouncing back from despair. It's like, I'll talk about any of it because, you know what? I've been there. No shame in
which
the
is,
game,
which
kids.
Which is so refreshing, and we always have really great feedback on all the shows. And, you know, I think that the other thing that the two of you bring is a lot of, to me anyway, as I listen to you, it's like you just get better with each passing year, and all that you've learned and that you're willing to share that, especially even with young people. And I'm looking at the conditioning shampoo, the Moisture Boost. Oh, gosh, I need that Moisture Boost conditioner.
It's so
and then
good.
The oil crema therapy. Tell us about these products. And I'm sure, Wayne, you use them. But tell us what they're going to do for us.
Okay. I wanted a product that would instantly make a difference in my hair. And I searched all over the world for it when I was traveling and working. And I couldn't find it. So, again, that's what made me develop my product. But when you get in the shower with Sota, you will immediately notice the difference, how it moves through your hair so smoothly. And you it just feels different. Your hair just opens. Your curls open. Your waves open. And then you get out of the shower and start blow drying your hair or whatever the next process you do, or maybe just let it dry naturally, and you'll notice the difference immediately. You'll notice more shine, more hydration, more manageability. And these were the things that I was desiring, and I actually did it after 5 years. I was actually happy with what I came up with. And that was the first time I felt comfortable about even approaching the market, because I never wanted to put a line out that I just put my name on that had already been made. That's something I could not stand behind. So that's why, with all the blood, sweat, and tears, I came up with this line. And then the Moisture Boost conditioner is an amazing rich conditioner that complements the shampoo, but all the products can also work separate of each other depending upon your texture. Some people who have fine hair won't need all the products. Maybe they just need maybe a quarter of the shampoo. That may all they might need. Maybe they just need a tiny dollop of the oil cream and the Moisture Boost conditioner just on the ends. Or, like my assistant, my lovely assistant, Kayo, she's Asian. She bleaches her hair to high heaven, and all she uses, because she likes to keep using the bluing shampoo to keep her highlights very pale, she likes only using the oil cream therapy because it makes her hair look as though she never put bleach on it.
Yep.
So that's another thing. It lengthens the time between chemical treatments like relaxers and keratin treatments, so it stretches the curl out. So the demarcation of the new growth and the ends, there's not a big difference. And you won't
you know what's important, too, what Janet just said? I wash my hair, Deb, my big curly hair, and I can wash with the shampoo alone and need no conditioner and get my fingers through it. I've never experienced
exactly.
that in my life. And it's important for Janet to tell everybody, that I can tell everybody, this isn't just for black hair, because
nope.
Janet Jackson's one of her clients. This is for Caucasian, Asian, Puerto Rican, black, white, Jewish, curly, kinky, straight, anything you need. This is the first product on the market of its kind that works across the board for all hair types.
Exactly. Really
nothing else does that, Deb.
Yeah.
No, and I'm looking at the
that way.
You're saying you don't need the conditioner, but I'm looking at the conditioner. I'm looking at coconut oil, kale oil, aloe vera.
Oh, it's amazing.
I'm not saying that you don't. I'm just saying that, you know, depending upon what you want to get out of your hair, you can design it for you, basically.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes if I want a certain look, I don't use my conditioner. But if I'm going to do a more natural look, I do use my conditioner. And if I'm going to blow dry my hair and use a lot of heat, I use both shampoo and conditioner. That's what I mean. I definitely recommend all three products, but you don't always have to use them all at the same time.
I guess it's like being a real drunk. You can either have a martini or you can drink straight gin.
That's
all
right.
You can have a cosmopolitan, or you can drink straight gin, depending on the mood you're in.
Oh my God, you are so funny.
He's the best things, doesn't he? He's hilarious.
But I mean,
and that's another. I tell you, one of the best antibiotics for anything in life that's going on is always a good sense of humor, isn't it? No matter what.
It's the best. It's the only
way we're going to get through, because, you know, the world can drag you down to your knees every single day. I'm telling you, even the happiest people, I shouldn't even use that word, people get dragged down every single day, and it can be anything, but it's how you, Deb, we've said this before, it's how you lift yourself up, how you use the word forgiveness, how you use the word peace, how you use the word calm, you know, how you see stress. I mean, it's all basic stuff, but if you can figure those things out, you're going to figure out how to live your best life and love yourself just as you are. Because what me and Janet both do in our businesses, we help the outside look great, but the best thing about Janet and the best thing about me that I would say that I think for this phone call is we're also going to tell you how to love yourself on the inside. Because we can show you how to make the outside pretty, but both of us have been through a lot of stuff, so we can say, and here's how you make the inside pretty too.
Exactly.
Because the inside's really pretty. We just want to help you bring it out. Because the inside glow is what's going to make your hair and your clothes look better. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Very much so. And, you know, I think that sometimes, when you feel better about yourself, you're more interested in taking care of yourself. You know, one of the things about depression, you don't want to go out or you don't care what you look like. You know,
exactly.
That... So sometimes it's like what comes first, right? If you feel better about who you are on the inside, then maybe you're going to, you know, enjoy listening to the tips that you have for for stylish tips or hair tips or products. Then you feel, you know what, I'm worth $22 for that, or I'm worth a Skype call for this consulting issue here, for a couple $100 here or there. You know, you feel better that you're actually worth that. So
yeah,
I think it really does connect.
It's really about really understanding how to feel worthy, and that's another whole show in itself, which we'll do. By around Easter, we'll do something about feeling worthy. You know, feeling worthy of good things, feeling worthy of spending money on yourself, feeling worthy of finding who you really are. And when you look at yourself with the blinders off, you're going to see people put the blinders on because they don't want to face parts of themselves. Those parts of you are magic. And those pieces of you that you're hiding are what make you unique. And as you say, Deb, don't let anyone dull your shine.
Hey, listen, the more light each one of us has, the brighter it is for all of us, which is a lot of fun. If there's something that you wanted to share with the listeners, people that you enjoy working with, people that have maybe, or situations that, you know, have brought out the best in you, or what you love about yourself more now, perhaps you could share that with the listeners. What is it that you've learned in practicing these things that you're talking to us about tonight? How do you look yourself in the mirror, that beautiful mirror, and say, you know what, this is something that's taken me a long time to get here, and I am seriously loving the lesson mm-hmm. that I've got right now at this moment.
What do you think, Janet? You want to go first?
You
go first, Janet.
Well, I would say this journey, I would say perseverance. Just
perseverance,
because there's so many things that make you feel like you just want to give up, or, you know, especially putting up a business like this one, the hair care line, there's so many highs and lows, and everybody looks at you like you're on a, such a high, but you're really not. It's a lonely road because you're dealing a lot of times by yourself, and nobody's at risk but me.
Good point.
You know, so every day I get this voice in my spirit that says, just take another step.
Yep.
And sometimes I don't even know where I'm going, but it's by faith that I am taking that step. And then the next day, by faith, I take another step. And to tell you the truth, that's the only way I've been able to even get where I am right now, especially with SOTA. Because like Wayne said, this was a journey of my own. No one came on board with me to help me. My son was there. He helped me. But there was no financing or anything like that. It was just... And not only that, I had this vision, to tell you the truth, when I was a teenager. I spoke about SOTA when I was a teenager. And my son was so cute. It was one of my birthdays. It was about, I'd say, 5 or 6 years ago. Could have been 10 years ago. Anyway, he made a book for my birthday, and it had SOTA on it. And it was, he made it like it was already in existence, like this business was already in existence, and there were stores all over the world. And the logo was there, everything. My picture was there, and he had all my celebrity clients sign this book that he made for me.
Oh, wow.
How great.
And it's amazing because I still have it in my – I have it. Of course, I would never get rid of it. But when now I look back on it and I see it on the Internet, I see a poster. I've had big photo shoots in New York with models of Harper's Bazaar and Vogue for my shoot. And I'm saying, this has come to pass. This is actually happening.
Amen.
You know? And what was a vision, that's, you know, what you think is energy. So I have thought SOTA a great part of my life. I've thought about it. And now that it's coming into manifestation, why at this particular point it comes into manifestation, I don't know. But, you know, it's all in God's plan how things happen. You know, there's a time for things to happen. So maybe through all my works, and I always wondered, I said, why do I always get placed in the midst of some of the most famous people, you know, and I've had long-lasting relationships with them. But maybe it was all for SOTA. Who knows? I still don't know that at this particular point. But with perseverance and just working hard, like Wayne says, that's one thing you have to do. You have to prove yourself, not only to yourself, but to your clients, and do the best that you can do every day. But you still have to persevere. My mom always said that, persevere. And then you can get and obtain anything that you possibly want to obtain, and nobody can keep you from doing that but yourself.
Very excellent advice for anybody listening that wants to do a business, Deb, that wants to try something. Very, very good advice, don't you think?
Oh, my gosh, I thought it was beautiful. And, you know, I love that your son did that picture, and now you see yourself, you know, in the big billboards. And SOTA stands for State of the Art Hair, SOTAH, everybody. And you can go there.com. That's perfect. I love that, perseverance. That was just beautifully said. What about you, Wayne?
The lessons from all this, I had to learn a lot about ego. I had to learn a lot, which I'm still learning. I had to learn a lot about, I came into a business damaged, a gay teen, born-again Christian. God was going to punish me for loving men, and I was so ashamed I wouldn't have said that 20 years ago. And I came into this business damaged. I came into one of the most damaging business damaged, where people usually don't survive, and I was actually to heal and come out the other side. And now in therapy, when I look back at the business, and I thought that as long as I was famous, I could be gay. As long as I was famous, my parents would love me and God would love me. Can you believe that I kept saying, if only I was famous, then I'll be okay? And you want to know something?
Mm-hmm.
I got to the heights of fame in this business, and it was empty, and it was I was at a loss. I got to the heights of fame and money at this business, and I felt more empty than I'd ever felt in my whole life. And I felt more like I was longing to find myself again. So at the place where I would have exploded and destroyed and died, I was able to go backward and start to heal. And in that healing process, because Janet's right, perseverance, every day I got up. And then when Merle killed himself and I saw him, and then 3 weeks later I had to be on a shoot in the Hamptons, getting out of bed that morning, and everybody who's experienced death or suicide knows this, getting out of bed that morning and putting my clothes on with tears pouring down my face, wet, soaking wet face, going, I got to make money. I have to pay the bills. I can't sit here and fall apart. And in that suicide, I also found my healing. So the biggest lesson I would say to everybody listening is, in the most tragic moments, you're going to find pieces of yourself you never knew existed. In your most lost times, you're going to find holes in your heart that you can start filling with joy. In your most empty spaces, you're going to find those places. And what you need to do is to look for the people who fill the holes with you. You need to look for the people that are on your team. You need to start finding support. And if you start with God and you start with that morning thankfulness prayer, you will be amazed how many things fall into place throughout the day. I can see now that when I stop praying, when I get busy and I get a big check and I don't need any help and I don't ask for God, I get lost again. God drags me home every single day. God drags me back to my knees every single day, every single day. And I just had a run-in this week about something at work, and I haven't been annoyed or angry in a long time, and I really, Janet knows about it, and I had to really look at myself and go, okay, how can I change again? What can I do
again?
We're
always on the reinventing ourselves, and that's,
well,
I think, a great lesson.
You know what? What can I do again to make others comfortable, to heal myself? What can I be responsible for? You know, I always had my backup. I've learned this. Take responsibility for your actions in your mouth. Own it. Apologize for it. Move on. Try never to do it again. I just had my best friend in the world die. I haven't said that publicly, but my best friend died about 3 weeks ago. And
oh, I'm so sorry.
I think you know
that.
About it online.
I didn't know that, Wayne.
Yeah, I didn't tell anybody, but... you know, I went the other day, my friend Della took me to a psychic, and I was sitting in the room, and Merle came back. And it was amazing because I didn't want to see him. And when I was sitting there, all of a sudden, in the meditation before the psychic reading, Deb, my friend came back. And I said, what are you doing here? And she said, I came back to tell you something. I said, what? And she said, be more like me. And then she disappeared in my meditation. And what that told me about my friend Trudy was, Trudy could love you like a mother bear, hug you and hold you and just tell you you were great, but if you did something incorrect, she'd give you a quick little swat or raise one eyebrow, and you knew that you had to get back in line. And that's who just passed away. So every time something comes up the last couple days since that psychic, I think, be more like me. And what she was so loving, so huge, so kind. And then she could also tell you, get back in line. You know, and that's, I have to find the way to be that person in this world, because that's one missing link for me. Because I can tend to be too harsh, too pushy, too fast, too loud. And I think I'm doing it to make everything good for everybody, but it pushes people away, you know. So just this week I just learned, be more like me. Be more peaceful, be more kind, find your way, and then get what you have to get to. Does that make sense?
Definitely.
Well, I can only say for myself, but again, I have learned so much from both of you, and I always learn something every time you're on the show, Wayne, and I can't thank you enough. And Janet, the things that you've said, the profound depth, you wouldn't think that, you know, we're talking about beauty, right? I mean, a celebrity fashion stylist, celebrity
hairstylist.
I mean, you know, and we're talking about really the real beauty and the real transformation is going to come within. And I love the lessons that you've shared with us, and I know that people are going to enjoy replaying the show, sharing it with their friends. I ask everybody to share this show with somebody on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or wherever, and to be able to get those products at sodahair.com. Connect with you, Janet, Z-Tune, And then Wayne Scott Lucas, you're always on Facebook, and your business, and you're on Instagram, and I think that people connecting with you, you know, it's the show that's brought to you by you, so that's the best way that we can keep it going and growing. But I cannot thank you enough for how much you've inspired so many people around the world in ways that we haven't even, you know, as you said, Janet, we don't even know yet, right? We don't even know yet what good things are going to come out of it. But I know that people connecting with you is definitely going to be happening. Best
and, you know,
place
the level of Janet's work, I'm going to just say this, Janet, she's going to start promoting, getting Janet Jackson ready again for the Unbreakable Tour. This is Janet Fatoon is around some of the most famous people in the world, and she gets on the phone and she talks from her heart. That's the kind of people you want around you. Those are the kind of people you want to trust in the business. Do you know what I mean, Deb? That makes more sense.
Like you, my friend, like both of you. Well,
thank
God
you.
Continue to bless you both avalanche style. He's doing a pretty good job. But I'm very,
God is
very
good, and you too, Deb. Having
yeah,
to work out with your pets, you're okay?
Yeah, thank you so much. Yes, the dog people. We love our dogs. Okay, so everybody
Janet's
knows.
A dog person.
You say
we're
when?
Dog people. My dog.
Oh, I love a dog. Oh, I love
Deb them. Deb just had a dog issue last night that she was worried about. So Deb would pray for you.
Oh my gosh,
yeah.
We are
Deb,
the best.
Do you want to say a group prayer for people listening? You want to pray?
I'm
going to
let you.
Go?
I'm going to let you close out with it. You too.
Go on.
All right.
Close out.
All right. Everybody in the listening area, we thank you so much for being with us, dear Lord. Thank you so much for. And if you guys, if you're out there and you don't call it God, that's what I'm calling it, but you call it whatever you want, dear Lord. Thank you for connecting all of us across the world and across the radio station. And as far as these, our words can reach to anybody out there, to try to show more love, to try to keep our hearts open, and most of all, to try to listen to your voice, to listen to the universe, and to listen to our inner beings that are going to lead us the correct way. Give us the strength and power of faith and compassion and direction, and let us trust and know God's grace this next couple of weeks into the new year. And thank you for Janet, and thank you for Deb Scott, and blessings to everybody listening, because our voices are reaching so many people, and if this prayer can touch every single one of you, please go and spread love. Amen.
Amen.
Love. Thanks, everybody. God bless.
All right.
Thank
bye
you
bye
for
guys.
Listening to the
bye
Best
bye.
People We Know radio show with your host, Deb Scott. For more on Deb and her guests, plus her award-winning guidebook to transformation, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up, go to Deb's website, greenskyandbluegrass.com. You can also connect with Deb for coaching or speaking, and sign up for Deb's free Mind Vitamin newsletter while you're there. So now, you're one step closer today to your greatness. We look forward to being with you next time on the Best People We Know radio show.